The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Mark Duffy.
By golly gosh.
And Glenn Quarterman.
Wowee.
Together, they are Duff and Quarters.
You know who.
And we're joined now by the West Sports Chief of Staff, Glenn Quartermain. G'day, Quarters.
Morning, Benno. How are you?
Well, better than WA football at the moment. Pretty rough old weekend. Do you want to start with the Eagles, which wasn't so much of a surprise, or the Dockers, who, look, some of the shine has come off the Freo season, that's for sure.
Well, let's start with the Eagles. It was the earlier game. if you're looking at the glass half empty, it's another shocker. If you're looking at the glass half full, they had a pretty good second half in terms of what they wanted to achieve. Look, you know, things are going from bad to worse for the poor old Eagles. They've conceded, what, 4 goals in the opening few minutes of that game. So it was pretty well over within, you know, by quarter time, that game.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought I dropped out there for a moment. If you look at the glass half full, you can look at Isaiah Wynn that kicks 3 goals. Tim Kelly plays pretty well. Connor West continues to develop. Callum Jamieson is showing us something in the ruck. And you had some pretty good performances from Jamie Cripps and Jack Redden as well. So they're the pluses. But the, you know, 53 points down at halftime, it was always going to be a long haul and it's always going to be a long season. And I think to just top it off, Luke Shuey being subbed out with not a soft tissue injury, we're told by Adam Simpson. It's a back injury. However, it's another injury. The poor bloke just can't stay out on the park. Some big decisions to make for himself before the end of the year or at the end of the year, and the Eagles have got some big list decisions to make.
Yeah, well, look at this. Look at this run from mid-April for the Eagles. So against the Swans, they lost by, what's that, nearly 70 points. Against Port Adelaide, it was... You know, 80, what's that, 70, nearly 100 points against Richmond, 100 points against the Lions, 70 points against Melbourne, was that 70-odd points, and now 50 points. This has got to be statistically the worst run in the history of West Coast.
Yeah, well, we've spoken about this a couple of weeks ago. Statistically, it is. And, you know, you look at their percentage, you know, Myatt at the bottom of the ladder, 51.48. That's just a dismal percentage. They've kicked 574 points this year, 1,115 against. So it's, yes, it is bad. If you look at the numbers, it makes for pretty bad reading, mate. So my warning to West Coast kids is this is definitely a PG, or it's become an R rating now.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your popcorn and go and watch your kids' movie in the next room is what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. And let's talk about the Dockers. Like, I had a go at you last week that maybe you were a bit down on the Dockers, but, you know, it's turned – well, because I was really talking them up after the start of the year, such a barnstorming start of the year. You were always cautioning, a bit of moderation in the hype. Don't get too carried away. And I think that's it turned out to be exactly what we saw on Sunday.
Look, I'm still really optimistic. The Dockers, like, they're fourth, so let's not get too carried away. I think they play finals. Top four, I think, was always going to be a stretch. I mean, they're still capable, but I just think it was always going to be. I think top six would be a great result, and I think top eight would be a move, would be a step forward for Freo this year. What we have learnt in the last 2 weeks, clearly, is they can't play in the wet. So they got smashed in the contest. So that was a bit of a – that wasn't great yesterday. It was a pretty horrible day, actually, to be quite frank. But they're just – you know, when there's a long kick on, they kick short. Or they handball. And a lot of players got found out, and there were a lot of turnovers caused by this. So it was just not smart, wet weather football at all. Now, the surface at Optus Stadium is great. There was a fair bit of rain, mainly before the game. So first half, you saw a lot of excess water on the surface, which certainly didn't help. But Collingwood played in the same conditions. And, you know, they played the conditions really, really well. I had to laugh. Poor old Mason Cox with his poor little finger injury. Not his fault, by the way. I think he was sitting on the bench saying, put me back on. And Collingwood saying, it's okay, Mason. We're going to med sub you out here. On comes Henry. Kicks 4 or 5 in the second half. Meanwhile, Freo does the right thing. Erasmus is sitting on the bench as their med sub doesn't get used. So, you know, I think we're going to have to look at this mid. So this is not why they lost, by the way. They were well outplayed at the source by Collingwood. But I just think down the track, we're going to have to look at this mid sub. If just have it as a 23rd man, because it's getting ridiculous now. That was clearly a tactic by Collingwood. You know, who would have been, given the way they play, would have been rubbing their hands together when they were in the dressing rooms and the downpour came.
Yeah, I think you're dead right. Like, I think it's got to be add an extra player, do away with the med sub, because when you get to a point where it's being used as a strategic element that can be clearly applied in a way that's contrary to the spirit of the rule, you know that you got to yourself to in a bad place. And talking about being in a bad place, like, let's look at where the Dockers are going forward over the next few weeks. Like, you talk about them not being very good in the wet. Last time I checked, Aussie rules is a winter sport, so it's a bit of a big impediment. And next week, they've got Melbourne. The following week, they've got the Lions. This was always going to be the sort of murderer's row of their season, wasn't it?
Look, it was. You would have expected them to beat Collingwood. But you know what? I think Melbourne at the MCG next Saturday, you're going to find this funny given their last, you know, being smashed by Gold Coast and Collingwood the last 2 weeks. I reckon there are a chance here. Melbourne have looked a little bit vulnerable the last couple of weeks. Now, you might laugh at that. You can say, well, they beat North Melbourne by 47 points. But they're a team that's just able to shift the gears when they like and win games of footy. But they're going to drop one sooner or later. And, you know, I'm more of the mind that it's going to be against a team that aren't going to really challenge them. So they probably won't want to lose to Freo. But I just reckon there's a chance next week if they get things right, the weather clears up a little bit. They have to address, if it's wet, for goodness sake, any opportunity, kick the thing long. You know, wet weather footy, you can sort of kick it long to a contest, and provided your forwards get it to ground and your small forwards go to work, you know, you're not going to get the turnover as much because it's wet. So don't go for these silly little hand passes, these little 45 kicks. Go long. And I just reckon Melbourne's due. So don't be shocked if there's not an upset next week.
All right. Okay, we'll wait and see. We'll talk to you about that a bit more later in the week. Let's do a wrap-up of what else happened in sport over the weekend.
There's so much.
EPL? Yeah, you want to start with the EPL?
I'll get through this as quick as I can, since I've got a lot to get through. EPL. So overnight, Man City got the job done, 3-2 win over Aston Villa. So that's their fourth title in 5 years. Well done, Man City. Well done, Pep Guardiola. Also, by the way, well done, Liverpool. Only conceded it by 1 point. I think they trailed by 14. They were 14 points adrift in mid-Jan. So not a bad effort by Liverpool. F1 overnight. Verstappen wins, back on top of the championship. Leclerc had to pull out due to a loss of power on lap 23. And poor old Daniel Ricciardo finished in 12th place, outside the top 10 again after qualifying inside the top 10. So some questions there. Swimming trials, the national swimming trials. Really interesting results here. Ariane Titmus, another world record in the 400 free. Shayna Jack back in the team. Good to see. Some funny stuff going on behind the scenes with Kyle Chalmers, Cody Simpson and Emma McKeon. Kyle, we heard, wasn't going to swim in the Worlds. Cody Simpson gets the nod as a result. Kyle Chalmers then says, actually, I've changed my mind. I am going to swim in the Worlds. Just a little side bit of theatre going on. Cody Simpson is going out with Emma McKeon, who was Kyle Chalmers' ex-girlfriend. You can read into it what you like. Kyle Chalmers didn't attend the celebration ceremony after the swimming trials. So really interesting stuff there. By the way, seven WAIS swimmers have qualified for the Com Games. Holly Barrett, Kieran Pollard, Josh Edwards-Smith, Brianna Throssell, Josh Yong, Zach Inserti, and Alex Duffy. Well done to them. I'll keep going before I catch my breath. The US PGA has just finished, thrilling finish. Justin Thomas was 7 shots off the lead going into the final round. Forces a playoff with Will Zalatoris. Poor old Chilean Mito Perich. He was leading on the 18th and double bogey, so he's out. So Justin Thomas wins his second major, his second PGA title. A thrilling finish there. French Open. Aussies had a pretty bad night, apart from Jason Kubler, who wins. That was a bit of a shock win. But the show goes on for Carlos Alcaraz. This is his young gun we were talking about, 19-year-old. He's had 29 wins and 3 losses this year. Wins his first round at the French Open. But the women's trailblazer, Anish Jabeur, is out. That was a bit of a shock. She'd had 17 wins on clay this season. And just finally, in the Giro d'Italia, WA's Jai Hindley, he's still up there. He's second overall after the 15th round of 21 stages. That was a brutal mountain climb, the 15th stage. So well done to him. He's 7 seconds off the lead. Has finished second before in 2020, but every chance to salute in this tour. So well done to him.
Pretty amazing. Who do you like in the French Open, just while I got you here?
I'm going to go for Carlos Alcaraz. I reckon this kid, he's beaten Djokovic. He's beaten Nadal in recent weeks. Nadal getting a bit older. This kid can really play the game. So there's no reason why he can't win. His confidence is up. He's beaten them. It's his prime surface. So he wins it.
Yep. Well, he's certainly got everything going for him at the moment. Glenn Quartermain, the West Sports Chief of Staff, thanks as always for joining us on the West Live.
Pleasure, mate.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.